That probably doesn't work. It doesn't have a battery.
Okay, we continue now after a little interruption on Daf Hey Amid Aleph 5A. And we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 lines from the top. Rava Omar. Okay, now, let's just review what we're up to in this point. We're looking for the source that a shtar works. I don't know if the shtar works for Kiddushin. We wanted to attempt to learn it from a Kal Vachomer, which we said doesn't work. We wanted to make a Kal Vachomer that money can make a Kiddushin, even though it can't make a divorce. So a document that can make a divorce, all the more so it can make a Kiddushin. And the Gemara said, that's not a proof at all, because we know that money is much more versatile, that it's able to do a lot more things than a document can do. So, as it can redeem Hekdesh and Meister Sheni, well, a document cannot. And really, if anything, money could be stronger regarding Kiddushin. So therefore, there was no Kal Vachomer. So instead, we learned a Hekesh. The Hekesh of Vayotza Vahoysa. She goes out of the house and becomes married to another person. And that teaches that we make a comparison between the going and the coming. Okay? And this was the Gemara's answer. So just like we equate divorce and Kiddushin, just like a document works for a divorce, it could also be used for a Kiddushin. From that comparison, because the Torah went out of its way to put the two concepts together. The Yotze to go out, Vahoyis, and she marries another man. She goes out with a document, can be married to a man with a document, and that is the Hekesh. To which Gemara asks, wait a minute, why don't we make the Hekesh go the other way as well? To say that just like money can make a Kiddushin, it can make a divorce. So Abaye gave the first answer that the Torah wouldn't make such a law, because people would say, wait a minute, just like money makes a marriage, so too with the divorce, it makes a divorce, so the advocate has become the prosecutor, wouldn't do such a law. Then the Gemara asks, wait a minute, but a document is Mekadesh and can divorce, why aren't we concerned for that idea? So Gemara said, well, the shtar of Kiddush is not the same as a get for divorce. Then he asked, but the money for Kiddushin is not the same as money for divorce. And he asked, but the coins still are the same. Since the coins are the same, we don't want to make money for a divorce. While on the other hand, the document, it's a totally different document. So up to this point in the game, if we want to know, how do we know that a shtar works for Kiddushin? It is the Hekesh. The Hekesh comparing Kiddushin to get. And just like a get a document works, so too does a Kiddushin. This question of why don't we say the Hekesh backwards to say that just like money helps for Kiddushin, money will help for a divorce, Abaye gave the first answer that we can't say that money works for a divorce because it's not proper that the same thing that's used for marriage is used for divorce. Gemara now is going to give a second answer. That's point 11. It's going to be Rava's answer to why don't we say the Hekesh works for money, just like money helps for a marriage, money should help for a get. Rava's going to give an altogether different answer. So we're not going back on the original answer in line 4 of how do we know that a document works for marriage. We know that from the Hekesh, and that stands. That's going to be the answer till the end of the Gemara. If we want to know how does a document work, and that you'll see right now, that's the resolution. The source that a shtar makes the Kiddushin is she will leave and she will be Mekudeshes equates divorce and Kiddushin just like a document divorces. It can also be Mekadesh. So we'll just add a word is a Hekesh. We'll just use the terminology a Hekesh. Okay. All right. Okay, so that is how we resolve. The only question is we have to deal with this side question, why doesn't the Hekesh work backwards to allow money to work for a divorce? So one answer was given. Now Rav is going to give another answer, and that's going to take us to the end of the sugya, this second answer. So we're really not going to change course in terms of the resolution, but we need to know, why does money not work for a get? And that's what Rava is going to tell us. Rava Amar, Rava gives us another reason why money doesn't work for a divorce. Amar Krokas, let's look at what the Pasuk said. It said, if a man doesn't like the woman, what does he do? It says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vekasav law. The man writes for her, and in the notes gives us the full Pasuk, Sefer Krisus, a document of severance, Vinasam Biyan, and gives it to her hand. Now, the verse could have simply written, could have omitted the phrase, and he shall write for her. Okay, it could have taken out those words. It could have just said, he gives her a safer Croesus. It could just say, he gives her a safer Croesus. What's the difference? He writes for her a safer Croesus. Just say, give her. Give her a bill of divorce. Why does it say he writes for a divorce and then he gives it to her? Just say he gives her a bill of divorce. Right? So the extra words, he shall write for her, is extra. We understand if you give her a bill of divorce, somebody had to write it. So why is it that he writes it? So it's telling us the point as such. Since it's extra in writing, meaning biksiva miskareshes, she gets divorced by the writing. It's writing, meaning a document. A bill of divorce is what makes it get. Ve'ena miskareshes bekesef, and doesn't get divorced with money. That's the extra words, and you write for her. So from the words, and you write from her, you see that only, it's trying to say only a document helps for divorce to exclude money. That's the diuk, the implication Torah is trying to make. So therefore, there's no reason to say that the Hekesh goes backwards. It's just like money helps for a marriage, money helps for a divorce, because the text says that only writing helps for a divorce, but will not help for, and money will not help for a divorce. The Gemara says, wait a minute, why do you want to say that, Duke? Maybe that you could take that pasuk and imply something else. We're saying that writing makes a divorce and not money. Why don't we say this is what the diuk is? And it wouldn't answer our question. The ema, let's say like this, by the extra words, and he writes for her, it means to say, yes, biksiva miskareshes, she gets divorced with writing. And it's the implication is, ve'ena miskareshes biksiva, and she doesn't make a marriage with writing. In other words, the Torah is saying writing works for a get to the exclusion of something. So we were suggesting it's the exclusion of money doesn't make a divorce. Let's say that writing makes a divorce, and exclusion is that writing doesn't make a marriage. Right? Why are you picking that one? Say it's excluding something else. We're saying he writes for her. That's extra. Why say he writes for her? So we wanted to suggest he writes, and only writing makes a divorce, money doesn't. It has to be something you write makes a divorce. So Gemara is saying, well, how do you know that's what it means? Maybe the implication is writing makes a divorce, but writing does not make a marriage. And now Shtar would get knocked out.
Yeah.
Shtar would get knocked out. Got that?
Yeah.
If it's coming to exclude, how do you know what it's excluding?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Shelley?
No, just because in the context of what it's saying, writing will make the divorce, so to the exclusion of anything else. But it's not in the context of marriage.
Okay, very good. So hold on to that point. That's going to come in three steps from now. You're saying good. The Gemara is going to use it soon, but not yet. All right? But keep on to that thought. That's a good thought, and hold on to it. But the Gemara still is going to give another answer, and then ask a question of that, and then plug in your answer. So saying, you know why we can't say it's coming to exclude marriage? Because we already have a hekesh. We already have a hekesh. We just said, because Haksiv, what did we just say before? There was a hekesh, she gets divorced and married. Makish, we made a hekesh to say that just like she gets divorced with a document, she gets married with a document. So we couldn't be excluding a document. We made a hekesh for that. To which Gemara says, wait a minute, that's circular reasoning. Why do you want to say that that's the Hekesh? Maybe that's not the Hekesh. Umar Royce, why did you see to say it that way, say it the other way around? Maybe the Hekesh should be totally different. Okay? In other words, and what have you seen to suggest that the verse should be construed precisely as you have suggested that it should be that way? Now look at the notes. Rava takes the position that Torah's comparison of marriage to divorce yields that a document can effect kiddushin And the passage, and he shall write for her, teaches that money cannot affect divorce. Perhaps the opposite is true. Yeah. Maybe the whole thing's opposite. Yeah. Maybe the heckish is that money works and a document doesn't work. Let's turn the whole thing over. What do we ask before? Let's say the heckish is for money. We said, money doesn't work for a divorce. Well, how do we know that? Because you're saying it got excluded. But why do you say that's excluded? Right. Maybe you say that a document by marriage is excluded and the heckish works for money.
Yeah.
Right? You got two different ways you can go. So why are we choosing to go this way? To which the Gemara is not going to say Shelley's answer of what the exclusion would make sense for. Mistavra, it's likely when Koi Bigarushin, if the topic is divorce, he writes her a bill of divorce, and we're coming to exclude something, it makes sense we're excluding something to do with divorce, because that's the topic at hand. Mistavra koi begerushin, since it's logical, since we're on the topic of divorce, so mimad gerushin, we will exclude divorce. Right? That makes sense, but the following does not make sense. Koi begerushim, to be dealing with divorce, umimai kiddushin, to exclude kiddushin, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, this is the way the steps go. We have two drushes that we know have to happen, but we don't know how to apply it. We have a heckish, we have a comparison, divorce and marriage in one pasuk. We have another pasuk says, you write a bill of divorce to the exclusion of something. So we have two possible ways of analyzing it. We could say that you write a bill of divorce to exclude that by marriage you don't write a bill of divorce. We could, let's say it's that. And then the heckish says, just like money helps for marriage, money helps by divorce. And we'll say that money works for divorce and a document doesn't work by marriage. Morris says, we don't want to say that. Why? Because when we're making the exclusion by divorce, you write a bill of divorce, it means to exclude something by divorce. So you write by divorce, we don't give money by divorce. So now we know money doesn't work by divorce. So now when you make a heckish between divorce and marriage, what will be the heckish? What can't be? A document works for divorce, a document works by marriage. That's the steps we have to go by. Okay, very good. So that's how we answered that question, and everything seems to be okay now. So now we have a second answer why we don't make the heckish for money, because we've got an exclusion by divorce that money doesn't work by divorce. So then where it says, well, there's one last point. You're right, but there's a rabbi who has a certain opinion that we have to worry about, and how are we going to answer it according to him? Ula Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. And according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili uses the pasuk. Now remember we said, we asked, how do we know that money won't help for divorce? Because he said, it says, and you write for her. You write for her, which comes to exclude giving money. Problem is, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, on that exclusion, he has a whole different drush on that exclusion. He doesn't say, you write for her means to exclude money. He has a whole different drush. He has a different drush completely. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the apiklei, he uses that pasuk of you write for her a divorce, lahai kra ledrush achrini, to learn something else, as we'll see in a minute. As it says, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili expounds the verse that each that bills a divorce may be written on any material except foods and live animals. He learns a whole different drush. You write it for her and give it to her. He learns, we don't have to get into the details now, but writing is, you have to write something that you can give her directly. When he learns like this, it says, you, what's the two words? And you write it for her, and then you give it to her. It has to be something, as soon as you write it, you can give it to her, as opposed to you have to do something in between. Let's say you write the divorce on a plant. A big, you know, these big green leafy plants. And he wants a divorce, so he writes a whole divorce on a green leafy plant. Okay? And now he'll cut it and give it to her. He says, that's not good. Why? Because the pasuk says you will write it and give it to her. And there's no break in between. Not you write it, cut it off, and give it to her. Or let's say you want to write it on an animal and cut the skin of the animal off or whatever. That's how he uses this pasuk. That he says, that he uses it for a different drush. Okay, you got it? In other words, we answered the question, how do you know? How do you know money doesn't work? Maybe the heckish is for money. No, because money's excluded. Because we say, you write a divorce and you don't give money. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't learn that drasha. He doesn't learn that. He doesn't say that at all. So what are we going to do according to him? He says from that exclusion of a divorce, it's not the same. You write it, not coming to exclude money, but it's coming to exclude plants.
Plants or animals.
Yeah. So where do we see that money doesn't work by divorce?
No.
How do we see money doesn't work in divorce?
No, that's what we see.
So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, so she'ena miskaresh b'kesef menole. How do you know she's not divorced with money? And then we come back to our original question. It's all the way Rav is learning over here. She says, well, you know what? Rav Yisrael will use one other word. There's another word in the pasuk that's extra. It's another word that's extra. Not this, that you write it, but there's a different clause that's extra. Omer Kra, the pasuk says, it's very interesting. She writes, you write a, the Torah says, a sefer krisus. A sefer krisus. So the text says, you write a sefer krisus. You write a document of severance. Now why don't you just say you write her a document? If the guy is divorcing her, if he doesn't want her, you just say write her a document and she leaves. Now obviously what kind of document are you writing?
Oh, it has to be severance.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah, it has to be divorce.
No, if the pasuk says, and if you don't like your wife, what do you do? So it says you write a document of severance.
Right.
Now, if you write a document, the context would suggest it's a document of severance. What else is it? It's not going to be a marriage. So why does it have to say the word sefer krisus? So he's saying that the chiddush is the juxtaposition of the words document and severance. It's called a sefer krisus, a document of severance. That teaches us that sefer korasa, that only a document severs, vein davaracher korasa, nothing else severs it. By saying word sefer krisus, you're putting two words together. A document of severance, meaning only a document severance and nothing else. That's how he learns that. Okay, now, the problem is, but the other rabbis, but everybody else who doesn't learn like him, what are we going to do with the word sefer krisus? Everyone besides Yosef Deliverance, it says, and you write the document. That's extra. That says, you write a document, you don't give money. Yosef Deliverance doesn't learn that. He says, you write it means you have to write it not on a plant. So according to Yosef Deliverance, how do you know that money doesn't work for a get? Because it says, sefer krisus, a document of cutting, meaning only a document cuts and nothing else. Okay, and Gemara seems to say that makes sense. There is a little extra wording over there. Sefer krisus. Why are you going to write sefer krisus? Just write. You give her a document. So you say, no, only a document will sever and nothing else. Again, the Torah could have just written sefer. Give her a sefer. Give her a sefer and she's gone. Give her a document and she's gone. No, we want to call this document a document of severance, meaning that only a document severs and nothing else severs. So that's how we know that money doesn't work. But we didn't learn that. We learned that money doesn't work from the words before, and you write it down. So what are we going to do with the word sefer krisus? What are you going to do with that, drasha? For Rabbanan and the rabbis, hi, krisus, my. Rabbanan and the rabbis who dispute Rabbi Yosef Glili law. I should tell you this. The rabbis argue in Rabbi Yosef Glili, and they say you can write a bill of divorce on living things. They argue.
Okay.
So they don't learn that drasha. They don't learn his drasha. And they learn the drasha the way we learn the drasha. So they
accept the fact that it would be written on?
Yes. And because they don't use his drasha. He used the word and you write it.
Okay.
So we don't hold of that. You can write it on a plant. You can write it on a plant. Write an animal. And we use that drasha of and you write it to say writing yes and money no. The way we learned until now. So what are they going to do with the word sefer krisus? That also is extra. What are they going to do with that? So hi krisus, my avdile. What are they going to do with the sefer krisus? I'm going to do that. It's going to say, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Mi boile ledover hakores beino lebeino. It says it's got to be a sefer krisus and it's got to be a severance. That's a permanent bond, a permanent severance. We had it before. A permanent severance to the exclusion of a iffy severance. Whereas when you write that document, it's got to be 100%. Right now, it's a divorce. There's never any chance of it not being. It's gone. It's got to be a complete, thorough severance without any conditions at all. That's what it's saying. It's got to be a document that severs it without any stipulations. That's what they learned from Sefer Krisus. It totally cuts it off totally. How do we know this? Kidatanya, I'm going to show you a brisa that says the following. Kidatanya, we learned in a brisa that says, what if a husband gives a woman a get that says, Hareza Gitech, I give you divorce, Amanash lo tish to yad, because you don't drink wine.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen. That's not, what if she does drink wine?
Yeah, that means divorce.
So he writes on the document, I divorce you because you don't drink wine. Well, that's not a very thorough severance. Or, Amanash, you don't go to your father's house.
Yeah,
right? That's not, you know, that's not a condition that can be so guaranteed. So, la'olam ain't that krisus. That's never considered krisus. That's not considered severance. Because it could be 40 years from now she'll go to her father's house. And retroactively she wasn't divorced.
Yeah.
You can't give a divorce that's not always going to be. And it's too open-ended. You never go to your father's house. So now she's divorced for the next 30 years. Then she goes to her father's house. No, it wasn't a divorce. So that doesn't work. On the other hand, if you make a limited time frame, but after the limited time frame will go forever, then it's okay. Go on with the brisa. What if he just says, kol shloshim for 30 days? Make a condition just for 30 days. If you don't go to your house for 30 days, is
then
that
the
a
divorce
good?
Is good.
Then it'll be good. Let's wait
that
30 days and then we'll see.
That could work.
Once the 30 days is done, you don't drink wine for 30 days. Okay, we'll wait for 30 days, but then we know forever. It's okay. Then harezeh krisus, that's like sefer krisus. So that's what the rabbis do with sefer krisus. It's got to be a complete cut. Oh, but the question is, so how, where does Rabbi Yosef Aglili learn that from? He's used sefer krisus for something else. Remember, he's used it to say that that money doesn't work. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili, what's he going to do? He's going to say, you look at the word krisus, it's very interesting. Why didn't they write the word, they'll write a sefer kores? What does kares mean? Kares means to cut off. It should say, let him write a sefer kares, a document of cutting. Krisus is plural. Literally, sefer krisus means a document of severances. Right? The word kares means severance. Us at the end is the plural S. Why is there a plural S at the end of the word? He writes a sefer krisus. He writes a document of severances. That's also extra. That's another extra part. So he's going to say, Mikares Krisus Kanafkale. He'll learn it from, it shouldn't just say Kares, it should have said Krisus. Let's look inside here. The fact that the Torah could have used a shorter word, Kares, but instead used the longer word, Krisus, since either word conveys the same idea, the Torah's choice of the longer word indicates an additional law to be derived from it. So he will say that Krisus, the Us, teaches us this law, that it has to be a permanent type of severance. Okay, now the question is, what are rabbis going to do with that extra us? So he's going to say, simple answer, ends the story of Rabbanan, kares krisus umasa. He says the extra us doesn't teach us anything. He said that's not a significant enough of a change to require a whole teaching. And that ends the story. So it comes out, even according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, we have a way to learn this drasha, that money doesn't work, but then it causes other arguments with him and the rabbis, but we've resolved them all. In other words, there's an argument between rabbis as to do they consider that significantly different to say that we have to learn something extra from it.
But that's what the Torah does. Every little
doesn't imply significance.
How could they say something like that?
I don't know.
You have to know. Maybe some linguistic reasons, some grammatical reasons.
Oh,
I don't know.
To be a good
but they say it's that. Not enough to make an extra drasha. They hold it's not enough to make an extra drasha. That's not so unusual in the context to make an extra drasha. So he solved all those issues. And that's how we remain. So we have this, so in this second answer of Rava, who says it's a specific, exclusion. It says only by, you give a get is what severs it. And if it's not a get and not money. And there's no, and we don't make a different type of exclusion. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who learns a different drasha, he will exclude it from the other words, from Sefer Krisus. From Sefer Krisus, he'll make that exclusion, and as opposed to that.
So, not satisfactory. Yes.
What?
We talked a lot yesterday with Sam about the document is different because it's a Sefer Krisus versus just, they're not the same.
Not the same type of document.
So shouldn't we learn from the word sefer krisus that that's saying the type of document it is? Okay. So therefore, that's what we use the word for, to distinguish.
Yeah, but we would know, but from the context of the pasuk, it says, if he doesn't like the woman, okay, he writes her document. Don't we know that the document would be one of severance?
So, but we relied on that to say money doesn't work because money is the same. So if we don't say exactly...
Well, because we're saying that this is the way that gets rid of it, but not money. Once we're saying a document, we're saying a document. And we know from contextually it would be a document of severance. What other document would it be?
But I understand it, but why does it exclude money? It does not exclude money per se.
It's saying only a document helps and nothing else helps beyond the document.
It doesn't say nothing else.
Well, this is what it says. Why does it only write one thing? If it would be money, say money. Just like by marriage, it says, Vayikach, and he takes, and we say taking means money. Uba'ala, bala means intimacy. So the Torah is telling you all the things. Right? If the Torah says this is the way you divorce her, if there are other ways, why wouldn't the Torah tell us?
Okay, for that reason, yes.
Why wouldn't the Torah tell us?
All right, okay.
Why wouldn't the Torah tell us money? Yeah. Must be, it's not money. Money will not help. Because if it would help, we should have mentioned that money
helps. So this is the only way, excluding everything else.
We have two answers now. Remember, we ended up with two answers. Right, we had answer number one of Abaye. One second. Answer two. She will leave. We start with the Hekesh. She will leave and she will be Mekudeshes. Right? The Hekesh is we compare marriage to divorce. Just like divorce, a document works, so too does marriage. That's the answer that we ask. But maybe that comparison would imply that money works by divorce, to which we're saying two answers. Abaye says one reason why money doesn't work is we don't want the same item that gets you married to get you divorced. Or this, the exclusion says that only the only way to get rid of her is by divorce and not by money.
By writing it
and not by money. Okay, that's it. This is the end of the sugya. Next week, we will not have a class on Monday because it's a holiday Monday and there's slichas. So slichas is taking up all our time. Tuesday, we'll have a class, and we'll learn the next sugya of Rav Huna, who suggests there is a fourth way that a woman can get married with an erusin, and that's chuppah alone. And we'll discuss that next week.
I thought we excluded that.
We said according to ones who don't hold of Rav Huna. Now we have to get to the sugya.
All right.
We jumped and just made a reference to it. Now we have to get to the sugya.